related to Parsons Corner, which is not our time of the year yet, but that's the one of the data. On page two, there you go. And it's on the right hand column to the far right, the two main columns. But coming from our parsha, Kasumayitan, right, take from yourself, I'm talking about Masis HaShekel, Adru Mas HaShem. Lahavin Diyu Kaloshon Shol Yivi Echa. So the Torah says, Yivi Echa, you shall bring it, Estru Mas HaShem, the offering for HaShem. The mashma, it implies, Shayaviyu Dover Acher, Im Trumas HaShem, that you should bring something else along with the Truma. Because it should just say, Yavi, Estru Mas HaShem. He will bring the offering for HaShem. Yivi Echa, it sounds like there's something else in addition to the Truma. Bring it, the Trumas HaShem. It's redundant. So what's that other thing that you're supposed to bring along with the Trumas HaShem? The Parshas Purah Aduma, now in the Parsha of Purah, it says, V'lakhu la-tameh, you shall bring for the person who's tameh, you know, the cow and the shepherd and the burnet. Ad mayim chayim el keli, and that Parsha continues until the words living waters inside a kli. Lahavin, because that derech la'avodat Hashem Yisborah, to try and understand a way to serve God, hina yadua misforim kadoshim. It is known from our holy form, asher b'chinas porah, that the concept of a porah, a cow, more al b'chinas noga, that refers to the realm in the world called noga. V'yadua asher b'chinas noga, it is known that this realm of noga, humimutzad, it is in the middle, bein ha-kidusha, v'vein gimel klipos ha-tameos legamre, in between that which is completely holy, kedusha, and that which is completely tame, what are called the gimel klipos tameos. In the gimel klipos tameos, there's no tov at all, and in kedusha, there's no ra at all. And in between those two realms, you have a realm called noga. It's not prohibited, and it's not a mitzvah. It depends on how you use it. Ulifamim hi nichlala b'kedusha. Sometimes the realm of noga can be included in kedusha. Kamo b'Shabbos Kodesh. Like, for example, on Shabbos, when you take things that are normally regular activities and you include them in Shabbos behavior. Or another way, another example of that is when you make Shabbos early. You're taking Shabbos, let's say, at least 18 minutes before sunset, then you're taking from that weekday, which is Friday, Erev Shabbos, and you're making Shabbos out of it. Like you accomplish Shabbos early. I didn't get it. Give me the explanation.
Usually we're behind.
And they actually
they
do that.
Do
gotcha.
That.
So that's in the realm of noga?
Yes. Okay. You're taking something which is Friday afternoon, although it is Erev Shabbos and it has special qualities, but
it's not yet Shabbos.
Not Shabbos.
And
you're bringing
cold.
It into Shabbos.
Like you make it Shabbos?
Right. Moses Michol Ala Kodesh.
Okay. So noga, then according to this and according to what we're saying, do I understand that it has an aspect of something that's additional?
Well, we don't know that yet.
I mean, because we were talking about something additional.
That's a question.
But it's no right.
But maybe that's what he's leading to. But
yeah.
He has not said that yet. But what he has said is that noga, you could say it's ordinary, it's weekday, and it can be used for either way. Could be, he's headed in that direction.
But noga isn't necessarily raw.
It's not raw, no.
It's not impure either.
No, it has both. It has qualities of tov and qualities of raw.
Right, but it's not necessarily just one. I always took
right.
it as a negative. I always thought about it as klipa noga, you know. That's
right.
just how I always thought about it.
Right. It really depends on how it's used. Bukamosena, likewise. The Polignone Heter, we're on page Kufar, we should unwear about 10 lines of the marker. The Polignone Heter, when it comes to all things that are permitted to a human being, but they're not necessarily a mitzvah, but we're permitted to do that. Kasher mitnaheg ha'odam afi ha'Torah. If a person conducts himself according to Torah, then that daily mundane activity becomes incorporated into Kedusha. It's Moshe Kassav, as it says in Avos, v'chol ma'asecha yihyu l'shem shamayim. Let all of your deeds be for the sake of heaven, meaning things that are not mitzvahs per se, but just you're taking a walk, you're going to the grocery store, you're building a closet, whatever it is, try and do it l'shem shamayim. And then that makes it incorporated into Kedusha. Hazai nichlales bi Kedusha. Nichlales means included. U'kishachas v'shom, but if God forbid, nimshach achar hachamidu d'liva, a person follows the basic desires of their heart. L'malei taiva, Joshua, to just fulfill their own desires, the most rose, with things that are not necessary, extraneous, superfluous. Then he nichleles the gimel klipos hatimeos. Then it becomes included in the gimel klipos tomatoes. Let's say, for example, eating. Depends how a person eats. And let's assume they're eating kosher food. So if they eat kosher food and they make a brach on it, and the basic intention is to be strong, to serve Hashem, then that food is included in the kedusha. But if they take the food and let's say they don't make a brach on it, or they use it just to fulfill their appetite with no higher purpose whatsoever, or maybe they actually overeat in a way which is not healthy, then at that point they're just eating to fulfill their own appetite, there's no higher purpose to it, then Noga becomes incorporated into Tumah, into Ra. So that middle area here, Noga, between Kedusha here and Gimel Klipos Tumeos Nif, it can go either way, depending on how we conduct ourselves. V'azeh Morah HaKsubim B'Parshas Korah. Now, again, he's back in Parshas Korah, which is not our Parsha this week, but the lesson still stands. Asher Ein Ba'mum. You have to take a cow which does not have any blemish. V'asher Lo Ola Aleha Ol, and does not have a yoke upon it. Shalafamim Ein Ba'mum. Sometimes a pora, which we have learned now, refers to the realm of Noga. Sometimes it has no moon. He just said it's a remez to Noga, and he didn't say how. He just said pora is Noga as is known, and he didn't explain it. Right. So sometimes this realm of Noga ain bo moon. It has no shortcoming. Kishenithla bi kedusha. That means to say it's been included in holiness. Ulefamim lo olo aleha ol mafu shamayim. And other times, the yoke of heaven never saddled itself upon that activity, so it got used in the other direction. That's the drash lo olo aleha ol. It never wore a yoke. It never wore the yoke of heaven, and therefore it got misused. It got misdirected into the wrong area. Ol is a remez to ol mafu shamayim.
But no guy.
It can. Well, he wants to say that you did something. Right, that's right. It's gotta go one way or the other. So the person has engaged in the world without... Yeah, it's got to go one way or the other.
So why does that
happen? It's a good question. Right? You would think it should be the other way around, right? The part that Ein Ba'mu makes sense, the lo ola aleha o. So I don't know.
But that yoke is talking, just because I maybe I need to know I understand this. Mm-hmm. That I could really understand.
question.
This, what you just said, does that mean, isn't that talking about a physical yoke?
Yeah.
Right.
But then how does, you know, how does that fit into the drasha? In terms of the drasha, it's a good straightforward question. Maybe he'll address it, I don't know.
So, the difference between yoke for dasha and stuff, or the yoke for spirituality, roughly is for the stuff. They're both yokes, but like with Noda, it can be a yoke in this direction or a yoke in this direction.
Right.
So maybe that's the play on that. You know, because it didn't know a yoke, which you may be referring to the physical yoke, which can be the third material process, or it didn't know a yoke, it didn't have a yoke for the spiritual.
Right. Okay, that's possibility.
And maybe there's two sides to many.
Right, and well, really all of Noga has that.
You know, I'm just thinking that maybe there's two pathways for many things. Not just, excuse me,
at least
more,
two, right?
I'm saying it
depends on how you use it. But my friend Harvard is the same, it's no yet.
I couldn't resist.
Hanging around you guys too much.
Yeah. You go away.
Good talk. No, the snow is getting to me. Yeah. You're right. Kishanichlalim has the shalom bahagimel klipos tamil. B'chol zed tolu b'hisnahagut ha'odam b'chol inyan of hagashim up here in the next column. It all depends on how a person conducts themselves in the physical world. Ulekach sori ha'odam la'asos la'atmam b'tinas geder u'gavul b'chol t'rafa v'agashmi. A person has to create a boundary for themselves when it comes to their physical activities. So he's really saying an active etzah now, that we really have to know how far can I go in this, whether it's eating, drinking, sleeping, whatever it might be. Where's my gavul? Shalom latseis mi gavul ha-hefer. Not to depart from the boundary of that which is necessary. Ulekadesh atmo v'mutulo. And thereby sanctifying ourselves with that which is permitted to us. V'hine, v'ofen hiskachu sa'ana. Concerning a person making themselves holy. Yesh in yonim harbe. There are a lot of things that go into it. So the derech klal hein beis b'china. And in general, there are two categories, shall we say. Amavur b'sforim k'doshim, which is explained in our holy sforim. B'chinas ishtafya, u'b'chinas ishtafya. Ishtafya literally means to overcome something, to be kofeit, to subdue it. And ishtafya means to transform. Bechinas ishkafya, what does it mean that you subdue or overcome? Hu she'adayin hataiva nishrisha b'lev ketoldasa. That means that the desire, and in this sense the desire to do something wrong, is still there in our hearts, and it hasn't been uprooted. Rak, but she'hamolach shalid alev, this person is able to overcome with their mind and knowing that which is right, they're overcome the desires, the negative desires, umachniya esakaiva, and they subdue it, shaloti pashe yoser miksi hamida, so it doesn't extend itself beyond the necessary amount, the hahefer libriya tagu, for the sake of keeping ourselves healthy. So iskafya in avoda means a person who's still got all the same desires and appetites as anybody else, but they're constantly able to conquer them, and they are subduing them, and they're able to overcome their improper desires and act in a good way. That's called iskafya.
Yeah, iskafya?
Iskafya. Iskafya.
How is this not the Benoni?
Well, it's like the Benoni, except that a Benoni is a person, this is the Benoni. For a person who does this regularly and never swerves from this, that's the Benoni that the Valentine is talking about. That he's got all the desires there and all of the drive,
but
he constantly
them.
Overcomes them.
He right. doesn't fall from
He them. Doesn't fall, and he directs, he conducts himself always for the sake of good. That's the Benoni, which is a very, very great person. Struggling with Ra, and he's constantly overcoming it. The relationship is this, that with Noga, that you still have, you know, everything in force. You have Kedusha there, you have Tuma there, it's all there. And depending on what you do with it and how you overcome, the Tuma side of it will be where it goes. That person is really struggling. They're in the battle, you know, like we all are. Whereas a Tzadik Gomer has uprooted the Ra, there's no Tuma left. They're not in that realm of Noga anymore. It's like the battleground.
The Ramban.
Right. The Ramban's language for it in the Derech Hashem is whole. He calls it the world of whole. It's a weekday world where we spend most of our life. With you know, temporary injections of Kedusha, like Shabbos and Yom Tov and Davening, and that keeps us, you know, up.
Or the rover fall.
We get these days of light, right? Yes, the Mashiach will be the reverse. Vizehu b'chinas iskafia, and that's why this is called iskafia, shekosa, that he subdues, etavas libo, the desires of his heart, shaloma seis hagavu ha'echre, so as not to go beyond the border of necessity and that which a person needs to hunt. V'hine, b'chinas mayim, the idea of mind, now we're going back to Korah Duma because you have to have mind time. Living waters, that means spring waters. Mora al kolim yanim dashmi hadamuha. Mayim, which by the way is meramis to many things. Water hints to lots of things in time. So one of them that he's collecting here is that it refers to things that are physical and that are in a lowly place. Nemuha means low. Why? This is the chazal. Shemayim yordim mimakam gavoa mimakam namah. The nature of water is that it goes from a higher place down to a lower place. It always seeks, there's a language for that, where the water seeks the lowest level, something like that. Right. So that's the idea here, is that somehow it's going to pull itself, you know, through gravity, it's going to get to the lowest place. Well, here it's a remnant to that. Shemayim yordim, v'gam yadua, and also shemayim matzmichim kol inyan gashmi. That water causes all physical things to grow. And you can't have growth without water. No trees, no crops, no food. Water causes everything to grow, and it's vital for growth. U'lezen emar u'mayim b'mesuref tishta. Therefore it says in Pirkei Avos, drink water in proper measure. The word mesura means in a measured amount. That's the Mishnah where it says there, a person should eat bread with salt, drink water in a limited amount, and sleep on the floor, and then the result has to be, you know, a great person. And the idea there is that a person lives only according to what they need, which is completely different than how we live our lives nowadays. So now, the depth of this, mayim, referring, according to the Peleoids, to those things which produce desire in the human being, or pursue desire, or that are low and physical, we have to be careful with them that they have a midah. In all areas of tainug, of delight, hagashmi, physical enjoyment, to be careful that they stay within a certain boundary. once we cross that boundary, it becomes self-involved and self-gratifying, and then that picks up momentum and we end up with a lot of immoral behavior. That's iskafia. Ubechinat ishapapa, where the next level, which is to transform, which is like lahapo, to change over. He, that's a person, sheshorish hataiva shebelev nitapa, that the very source or root of desire in their heart has been transformed. Lihios rak tirvas elokim, tafpot. They only desire closeness to God. Now we're talking about his title.
Right,
he's really following the lines of the Balatanya. Right? That he's really talking about somebody here who has taken desire in their heart and uprooted it in terms of a negative drive, and the only thing their desires are about are closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ratzon Hashem, Peshek La Hashem. That's where their desires are so processed and so highly developed. Sumoeth b'chol inyanim gashmi, and they detest physicality, meaning for its own sake. V'chamimus hataiva, and that warmth, you know, that fire of temptation. Nitapcha l'tzama'on u'tshukra l'davka, let me read that again. V'chamimus hataiva, and the heat of their passion, what has happened to it? Nitapcha, it has been changed over. L'tzima'on u'tshukra l'davka bo yisbura shema, for a thirst and a yearning to be close to God. So yes, they still desire, but they desire to make us. U'kiteva ho'esh, such is the nature of fire, la'alos l'mayla, that fire surges upward. Look at an esh, look at a flame, it always has that look to it, that it's striving to go upward. Shezehu b'chinas tzama l'fa nafshi, u'b'chinas kotla nafshi. That's the idea of my soul thirst for God, and my soul is used up, you know, in its yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Ishapcha, it's a big madrega. It's a madrega tzaddik, very strong madrega. Yes. It's shayach to, he says, to yechidim, to certain select individuals. But maybe we're one of them. Maybe we are that individual. We don't know. We have to strive for it.
I have a pretty good idea.
Don't go there, it's depressing.
Beinoni looks pretty good, right?
That seems impossible.
I'm looking for halfway up to Beinoni.
That's pretty much where we are.
I find something that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. It seems that I never realized that Mayim is such a lofty thing. Yet I never realized that it's basically the connotation of Mayim is that everything really can reach its lowest level. It can go to the bottom, to the depths of everything also.
Yep. Okay. Ve'ef shalomar, it is possible to say, sha'alzeh gam ke'mor lanu ha'kasim. Another remez from the same pasuk about Korah Aduma. Asher ein ba'mum, it has no flaw. Moreh, that refers to al-bechinat ishapapa, one who has transformed the nature of their heart. I mean, it has no mum. Right? There's no chesaron there. Shenekra, did I skip a line there? Shenekra shorish hataiva, the source of taiva has been uprooted, and he's hapcho l'tov, and converted to good. Lihios b'bechinat sama l'fanafshi, my soul thirsts only for God. Ba'asher lo ola aleha ol, and that second phrase, that an ol has not come upon it. Mora al-bechinat iskafya, that's the first madrega. Shadayan Hataiva Kishura Bilavavo Kitodasa, that the desire is still present in his heart, like it was. Vim Koze, Aina Love Ol, the Shibud Mehataiva. So, really, what you guys brought up before, that this is looking at Ol in the other way, that Ein Olav Ol V'Shibud Mehataiva, that even though the Taiva is there, we are not subjugated to the Taiva, but rather we have overcome it. She'ein Mimser B'Yada, we're not given over to that Taiva to follow according to its desire. Kimocho Shalit Al Halev, because his mind, his intellect, rules over his heart. V'Kofes Ha'Vaso Shalot Tispashet L'Chut Migeder Ha'Hefra, that it subdues his desire so as not to go outside of the boundaries of necessity. So that's another way of looking at lo ola aleha ol and ein bamum, but in reverse this time. Asher lo ola aleha ol means a person who's in the madrega of iskafia. He's not subjugated to his taivas, the yoke of his desires. And ein bamum means he has no, that's the second level, he has no negative, inappropriate taivas in his heart. V'hine, l'chol zeh, so the next step in this mimer, yiske ha'odam, a person can be zofa to this, al yidei b'chinas tefilah, by means of davening. Sheyadua, it is known, inyan ha'tefilah hu inyan ha'aloas ha'nitzotzen ha'kadoshos, b'chinas ha'aloos ha'olamas. We learned a little bit about this last time. The davening is about lifting up sparks of holiness and lifting up the world to their rightful place. There's Kedusha all over, and it's scattered, been scattered. And when we daven, we kind of reach into those places where Kedusha stands, and we lift it up, we retrieve it. Uleza Amru Chazal, and the Chachamim said in Brachos, Ein Omdin Lehispalel Ela Mitoch Kovid Rosh. A person should only daven out of a state of seriousness. Kovid Rosh means to be serious about what you're doing. What does that mean? Shemora al hachnoa, that refers to humility. Velev nishbar, a broken heart. Bechinas shalit al halev, that a person is able to control their desires. That's one, that's Kovid Rosh. The second thing is ve'ein omdin lehispalel ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. That one should only get up to daven out of a state of joy in doing a mitzvah. That happens to be the seat in the Shulchan Aruch we're learning about in the morning after Shacharis. Mora al b'chinas ishapcha. That's the idea of ishapcha, transforming. Shezehu b'chinas hadzimon v'hadshuka l'davka bo yisborach shemo. The desire to be close to God. B'chinas Yismach Yisrael b'yosem, to rejoice in our Maker, in Hashem. V'zeh v'lokhu v'atameh me'afar t'refas ha'chakas. Now going back to the Porah Aduma, maybe we'll get back to Parshat Kisisa, spending most of the time on Porah Aduma. You have to take from the ashes of the chakas, the Porah that was burned. Shebechina chakas Shabba Mechamimus Hataiva. The hint here is to this. What is Chatas? What does Chait come from? It comes from a burning passion to do things that we shouldn't be doing. Tif HaPeit. It can be transformed, Libachinat HaTzimon, into a thirst and a passion for God. Shezehu Bechinat Itapcha. And that's what it means, L'Tahir Tmein. What is the Koach of the Porah Aduma? It makes that which is Tomei Tohor. That's a remez to transformation. Lihiyos bibachinas kolsa nafshi. My soul thirsts for God. V'nasan alav mayim chayim al keli. Then the next part, placing water in it into a vessel. Mora al bachinas iskafya. That refers to subduing. Litein kolin yanim gashmim hanemuchim. To take all of our more lowly physical desires, shalehem mora b'chinas mayim, which is hinted to in the word mayim, hayordim l'makom namuch, which goes to a low place, put it el keli, put it in a receptacle, meaning la'asos lehem kli, b'chinas gvul v'tzimtzum, A kli is something that has boundaries. It has a certain definition to it. So take your mayim, which is your physical passions, and put them inside a kli. Put them in something that has boundaries and proper restraint. That's mayim chayim el keli. Lihios mayim b'mesura tishta, v'lo lotzeis migavul ha'echa. Not to go outside of the realm of echa. Vazem moragam kein parshas ha'shavua. Okay, we made it back to our parsha. So parshas kisisa, he's going to tie it into this idea. What does it say? Kuchu me'idchem truma la'Hashem. Take for yourself a truma for Hashem. Yeah, but he quoted this pasuk at the beginning of the Maamar too. And this is in Parshas Kisisa. And it sounds to me like Parshas Truma, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You came through Mas Hashem. He shall bring it, Ace Truma Hashem. There is here in Truma, in Kisisa, Yitain Truma Hashem. But not Ace Truma Hashem. That's in Kisisa. Maybe he's referring to a different parasha, but I don't know. So, Kuchu me'idchem truma la'Hashem mora al b'chinas iskatya. Take an offering up for Hashem. That refers to iskatya, subduing the desire and overcoming it. Kuchu me'idchem. So it says, take from yourself. Sha'adayin ha'tayva kishura b'leiv. That's mashma, that it's still there. Just take it from you, from where you stand. Yureli li'ikafya ulahachnia, take that and overcome it, v'la'asos b'chinas kli b'tzimtzum, and make a kli, a boundary for this. Shelo lehenos rak efi ha'echrach, to enjoy the world according to what we need, l'havros gufo, to keep your body healthy. V'trumo la'Hashem. Kamashakasu b'Shulchan Aruch, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch itself, Shayihi Yabori La'avodas Hashem Yisborah. A person should eat so that they will be healthy to serve God. V'zehu b'chinas mayim chayim elkeli kol nadiv leif. Zemora b'chinas is hapfa. When it says kol nadiv leif, all those of the generous heart, that does sound like Parshas Truma. That's is hapfa. Yiviyaha es trumas Hashem, to bring the truma. Shahataiva atzma nisale lihiyos teruma la'Hashem. Very, very beautiful. Then his very first question, right? Yivi eha, he shall bring it, es terumas Hashem. It sounds like that he's bringing something besides the truma, besides the actual offering itself. What is it? It's the desire of our heart itself. Bring that to Hashem. Bring the desires of your heart to Hashem. It's not referring to the object, but what's in your heart. That's Yivi'eha. That's true, Mas Hashem. I'll say that one more time. Shehatai v'atzma, that the desire in our heart itself, nis'aleh, is lifted. Lihiyos teruma la'Hashem. That becomes the contribution to God, our desire. Shechamimus ha-taiva nishab ha-libuthinas eish ha-simon. That heat of desire is transformed to the fire of thirsting for God. Bechinas shalheves kut, the flame of Hashem, lihios boer bekirbo, which burns within him, ha-tzimon v'ha-tishuka, thirst and desire, bechinas nehura ufma, kari tadur l'nehura chivra, bechinas kol sanashi. That means that a dark flame calls a light flame bright. That there's always something stronger to be, brighter to be searching for in one's emotion. Session. Ashokara.
The upshot sounds like to give the carbon, but it, and giving that carbon, to really sacrifice what fiber you might have, and getting inclusive in that process to be able to uplift all the no-go stuff.
Where did that tape come from? Right. That person allowed their desires to get beyond the boundary of necessity and into the realm of superfluous, and that ultimately leads to faith.
Right.
That's where that path is headed. And just one additional thing, that he's also saying that the way to lift Noga into Kedusha is by keeping Noga within boundaries. So the examples that we talked about were, for example, taking weekday time and turning it into Shabbos time, you know, or a weekday activity like eating and making it into a Shabbos Suda. So that's bringing Kedusha into it. But he's saying something really more than that, which is, another way to do it is by when we do eat, or whatever it is that's Noga related, by keeping it inside of that getter, it becomes Kedusha. That in itself is an act of incorporating it into Kedusha by saying, until here, this is how far I go with this activity.
So he's like saying, they're like saying what it says Kirkeavo. The act of Torah, to build a fence around Torah.
To build a fence around Noga.
No, to build something, I'm not defining exactly what, but to build a kli, to put everything in a boundary, in a fence or something, to define it. Because otherwise it seems our human nature really hard to rein in. Where's the limit?
This is true. Go ahead.